1620 94.5 WTAW. The Bryan and College Station City Councils set proposed property tax rates for the 2024 fiscal year. State law allows the governing bodies to reduce the tax rate but not increase it. The Bryan City Council will have a public hearing on its proposed property tax rate for September 5th. The Bryan Council unanimously voting to leave the property tax rate the same as last year. Keeping the tax rate the same provides the council with an additional $7 million. It's due to new property valuation, a 20% increase in the value of existing property, and reducing the city's debt. City Manager Keene Register told the council, which includes five members, considering their first budget, to not ask for a lower tax rate and expect more services.
We have over 1,000 employees. Don't give any employee a salary increase. You still are required to give civil service employees their step increases and their salary increases. So no matter what happens, the cost automatically go up. And that's assuming everything else that we have doesn't go up.
Mayor Bobby Gutierrez cautioning the council as well on the trade-off of lowering the property tax rate.
It's the difference of a cup of coffee or two cups of coffee in a year. But it makes a big difference on what we can do when people are talking about quality of life things.
Bryan Councilman Jared Silvato pointing out to the city's chief financial officer, Will Smith, a more than doubling of property in Bryan being placed under the homestead cap.
The 128.8% change on the homestead cap loss, I mean, that's probably the highest you've ever seen it.
Not even close. Yes, sir. I think last year it was 20-some percent.
And that's just proving that the home values have gone up so much that it's being caught by the homestead exemption.
Yes, sir. That's a great way to explain it. Yes, sir.
In College Station, the College Station City Council is proposing a property tax rate for the 2024 fiscal year to be as high as possible without requiring an election. The unanimous vote by the council came after hearing the city's fiscal services director, Mary Ellen Leonard, say that the price of the average home in College Station rose by almost $35,000 since last year.
With an average home price increase of 10.7% and the estimated dollar impact on a home with the rate we are suggesting would be $141 a year.
The College Station City Council's unanimous vote proposes a property tax rate decrease of 1 cent. Due to new valuation and increased valuation in existing properties, that will generate an additional $10 million. Council heard from one public speaker, Lloyd Davis, saying if construction does not resume on ball fields off Rock Prairie Road after there was a stoppage due to soil quality issues, the more than $18 million that was borrowed should be paid back immediately.
And we reduce next year's capital, in effect, by about 14%.
The public hearing on College Station's proposed property tax rate set for August 24th. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.